This is another KCVibe production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to the rise of
what's going on, world?
What's happening?
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys yet one more again.
What it is, what it do, what it do, what it is.
If you are new to listening to us, welcome.
Yep.
If you are back for yet another episode, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we're doing it again on repeat.
Oh, yeah. So. Right. Today, we are coming with you with just audio because okay. The video, I'm going to be honest with you guys, we weren't even going to struggle with today. It's one of those things. We'd rather give you something than give you nothing at all. And it has been a time.
Yeah, it has been, right?
I mean, can we start with the fact that we're honest with you guys. We're straight up with you guys. This is take two. Like, we literally were in here recording a podcast. Our son came up, started doing some weird sign language at the door. We didn't know what he was talking about. We paused the podcast. He said his room was flooded.
Yep.
We go downstairs, and the whole area is flooded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it has been a time. So, today we're bringing audio. You know, yeah. Not video, but at least we bringing something to you, right?
Yeah, we're going to always deliver regardless.
So outside of the indoor pool that is now a part of our basement, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing straight. I'm still good, you know. I know God got us. He going to take care of everything.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm good. I'm cool. We're going to call these folk tomorrow and see what the heck going on.
Yeah, so... advice that we give to people, pay for homeowners insurance.
Do that.
You know?
Not just that, a warranty.
Yeah, pay for all
for
that.
Yeah.
Therefore, when stuff hits the fan and your pipes decide to give you an indoor swimming pool, you can get it taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into the topic.
Let's get into it. All right. So... I want to talk about, have you ever heard of living a soft life?
I can't say that I'm too familiar with that.
All right. So I wrote a couple notes here, and it says that the soft life was popularized by Black women. Mm-hmm. And it's in response to people saying that you have these strong Black women expectations. Does that make sense?
Strong Black women expectations.
Yeah, how the Black woman is expected to be strong in everything that she does and all that fun stuff. So this right here was, I guess you can say, in response to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so a little backstory about soft life here. Yeah. It says, a soft life is all about choosing peace, ease, rest, and emotional wellness over struggle, chaos, and constant hustle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle rooted in intentional joy, boundaries, and luxury, whatever that may mean to you.
Okay.
Running back.
Do it again.
Because this gonna double down as like our quote for the week. So
all right, cool. Yeah, okay. Run that thing back.
It says, the soft life is all about choosing peace, ease, rest, and emotional wellness over struggle, chaos, and constant hustle. It is a lifestyle rooted in intentional joy, boundaries, and luxury, whatever that means to you.
Oh, okay. So basically, the key word that I got from that too is like choice. You got to choose that.
You got to choose that, yeah.
Choose that.
And it's pretty much saying that I don't have to suffer to prove that I'm worthy. I deserve to be at ease. I deserve that peace.
Yeah.
And that's what people now are calling living that soft life.
Okay.
But because we are the KC Vibe podcast, I'm sorry, my microphone is, I feel like I'm trying to talk like facing you, but my microphone is facing the opposite direction. Yeah. Gotta fix that arm for me.
Yeah.
So since we are the KC Vibe podcast, we like to discuss stuff on the level of like relationships, right?
Yeah.
So the question that I have today would be, can couples create peace together? Because living the soft life is mainly about having that peace, that peace in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Certain expectations of living a quote-unquote soft life is the ability to protect your peace.
Yeah.
Avoiding toxic environments, not glorifying burnout, prioritizing joy, self-care, and healing, and letting love and help in without feeling any guilt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. So, letting love in. Say that one more time.
Letting love and help in without feeling guilt.
So letting love and help in without feeling guilt.
Yo.
Okay. So what that mean to me is just that part particular. Accepting help from someone without feeling some type of way about it.
Right. So I guess we can start off like this.
Okay? Yeah.
A soft life from a female's perspective, okay? Living that soft life is pretty much having the ability to let go, you know, the ability to rely on someone else, the ability to not have to play superwoman and everything.
Okay.
Like we discussed in our last podcast. Are you reading my notes?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I can't read.
Give me my notes. We discussed in the past podcast. Matter of fact, it was last week. We discussed about everything that comes into being a female.
Okay.
You get all the titles, all the hats and everything that you wear as a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
So having the ability to be vulnerable and let yourself, you know, get that peace within your relationship.
Yeah.
That right there is what's a strong boundary, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have to work myself to death in order to prove my worthiness. I have someone who already thinks I'm worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the soft life is coming from like a male's perspective?
I think the soft life is kind of pretty much piggybacking off what the soft is, soft girl, soft woman era is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, is allowing that help, like what was in one of those examples. And sometimes what we tend to struggle with as men is letting down our guard.
Right.
You know, but
I mean, that's a female thing too. Yeah. It's guilty. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to let down your guard, because once you do that, you feel like you're vulnerable. Yeah. And
you feel that it shows like a sign of weakness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that we don't want to be is weak.
Right.
But we have to understand that if we are one with our partner, I'm one with you.
Right.
So I have to show vulnerability towards you when I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because only you know me.
Right.
From others.
Mm-hmm. Like you a know different me, side
exactly.
Of you. Yeah.
And you know me better than I know myself,
because
I had to lift that guard and show my vulnerability to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know you are a good woman is because you don't knock that against me.
Right.
You don't look at me and be like, oh yeah, I know your weakness, this, that, and third. I know what you got going on with this, that, and third.
Mm-hmm.
You still look at me like I'm a strong man, because I consider myself a strong man.
Right.
And what men tend to do is, in order to protect that part of ourselves, we tend to want to bulk up, or we tend to want to, you know, speak out more than what our significant others are doing, even if they're proving the point.
Right.
Even if you dead right and I'm dead wrong. It used to be that I can't let her be right because I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to become sustainable to this South era, mm-hmm. we have to let that go. Okay. We have to let that go.
So the next question would be, can both partners live a soft life? Like, is it possible for you to be in your soft era and for me to be in my soft era and we coexist one in the same?
Yeah, I think it's possible. But like I said, it's challenging because of the fact that, you know, there will probably be a little bit of turmoil. No, I ain't going to say turmoil is a bad term. Mm-hmm. There will be some, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Some not negative feedback.
Some bumps.
Bump, yeah, I can use in bumps, but yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, setbacks. Mm-hmm. There'll be some setbacks there because you're not going to always agree with everything that person says. Like, I'm not going to always agree with something you say. And you ain't going to always agree with something I say, but it's about finding that middle ground.
Right.
Right. Finding and talking to each other mm-hmm. and trying to get you to see my perspective as well, me seeing yours. So right. that way we can come with a mutual understanding.
Right.
And as long as you're able to do that, I believe that that will work in mm-hmm. reference to both of us using that South era. You know.
So, Let's dive into like a little bit of some key points, because I talked about key points in the soft era, like individual. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Some key points to your soft era that's actually in a relationship. Okay.
Okay.
So one of them is feeling emotionally safe. Mm. So we kind of dibble and dabbled a bit in that already, and
yeah.
we've talked about it in past podcasts. The ability to be able to tell you, hey, it makes me feel bad when you, and I don't have to walk on eggshells and wonder what your response is going to
yeah.
be. So I think we pretty much then covered the whole feeling emotionally safe within a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we've also dibbled and dabbled and talked about is being vulnerable without fear.
Okay. Yeah.
You being able to tell me how
yep.
you feel without having the fear of me looking at you less
exactly.
than.
Exactly.
You being able to come to me and be like, I'm going to be honest, babe. I felt a certain way when you said this, that, and the third
yeah.
to me without me coming back being like, man up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
acting like a little punk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
the ability to do
That's
that.
That's PG-13 version.
But the thing is culturally,
yeah,
men are conditioned to not have an emotional reaction to
yeah.
anything. Men are conditioned to not be allowed to have feelings.
Yeah.
Men are conditioned to not be allowed to have pain. Just the small stuff. For instance, I'm finna bring this up. You're probably gonna be like, oh, are you really bringing that up? I'm finna bring this up.
Okay.
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a glass portrait downstairs that somehow ended up getting broken, and nobody told us that the picture was broken. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's ended up broken. So our 16-year-old is downstairs walking around barefoot like he always does. He steps
uh-huh.
on the piece of glass.
Uh-huh.
He comes upstairs and he's yelling. He's like, yo, can somebody get me some paper towels? I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding a lot. I'm bleeding a lot, right?
Yeah.
So me as a mother, I'm like, what is going on? And I go and I start tending to it. I'm thinking,
yeah.
okay, he probably stepped on like a little small piece of glass. You know, sometimes you step on that hairline glass,
yeah.
it causes bleeding. Me, I'm trying to get to the root of the problem. You are fussing.
Oh.
Man, stop all that.
Yeah.
It ain't even that serious. Stop being a punk, all that, right? So you're sitting over here and you're giving this cultural speech about, mm-hmm. you know, how you need to man up, how you need to toughen up, how you need to stop complaining. It's not even that bad. So as I'm sitting here and I'm tending to his wound, I'm like, yo, bring me some tweezers so I can get this quote unquote hairline glass out.
Yeah.
So I go to pull it out and he's like, oh, mom, for some reason, it feels like I'm feeling it at the bottom of my toe. I'm like, well, maybe it's nerves or whatever.
Yeah.
So I go to pull it out and I realize that there's resistance. So I'm like, what in the heck is going on? And I pulled a piece of glass out of his freaking toe that was almost 2 inches long that went straight through his foot.
I'm be honest with you.
Now you try to make it where it's like, toughen up. Yeah. Whole time, he got a whole shard of glass going through one end of his foot and coming out the other end.
I'm be honest with you, okay? I'm not a bad person, people. I'm be honest with you.
No, I never said you were a bad person. I said traditionally, culturally, that's how you were raised.
That's how we were raised. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is. But if... I ran with the whole hairline piece of glass thing. If I would have known how long it really was, I wouldn't have responded like that.
Yeah, and that is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Like being able to investigate the root cause of something to see where that pain is coming from.
Yeah.
You can't just assume that it's just a hairline. Like I might have said something that hurt her, but she ain't that serious, you know. True enough. Same thing, vice versa. You have to learn how to insert that compassion and be like, okay, let me figure out what's really going on.
Yeah.
Instead of just assuming that this is a little hairline, we'll get over it. Maybe you need to investigate and make sure that hairline isn't actually a large shard.
True enough.
But back to what I was saying though, men are conditioned to feel like that's how I need to handle situations.
Yeah.
I need to be tough about it. I need to, your favorite line when our oldest was younger was, you need to put some dirt on it.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
And you put so much dirt on your emotions that you turn into like a firecracker. Well, you know how you light a firework and it sizzles and you see the sizzling and you know it's finna get to a point and just keep sizzling and then pow, it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You put dirt on stuff for so long till you finally get to the end of that fuse and you just explode.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, that's just, like I said, that's something that we, as men, I always said, like my uncles, when I started myself, my cousins, hey, put some dirt on it, boy, you'll be all right. I mean, they're just my football coaches, my whatever I was involved with. Hey, man, you good. Get up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was always told. My stepdad, get up, boy. You good.
And it forces you to feel like you have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Because let me tell you something. I mean, we always talk about, I know this is kind of veering off a little bit. We always talk about, hey, we boys got to be raised different.
Mm-hmm.
Boys can't be raised up
mm-hmm.
a certain type of way because they're going to end up being little punks. And don't nobody want no punk. Don't no woman want no punk for a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it is. That's how it is.
Which brings me to my next point.
Okay.
The next point here is not having to carry everything alone.
All right.
One of the big issues is one of the big issues that was in our relationship. I don't know how everybody else's relationship is. I can just speak on, you know, me and you. You were so stressed out in the early stages. Because you felt that you had to carry everything alone. You felt that it was your responsibility to make sure this gets taken care of. It was your responsibility to make sure that gets taken care of. It was my responsibility to make sure this gets taken care of. And it wasn't until we came to an agreement to have a partnership that everything starts working out. I know, like, sometimes I'm not going to be feeling good. I don't feel like cooking dinner. You pick up the slack. You be like, I'll cook dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I know sometimes you're like, babe, I got to be in the office. I got a lot of clients to see today. The yard needs to be cut. It's like, cool. I'll pick up that slack. I'll cut the grass for you today. It's like sharing that responsibility so that you don't feel like you have to carry everything alone.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to just put it out there. You know, what they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. Is that what they say?
I think that's what they say, yeah.
And this was one of those timely consuming things because it didn't happen overnight. Because I was brought up, and if you hear an earlier episode, I think from season one, I was brought up in an environment where everything was, you had gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
Men did certain things, women did certain things.
Right.
And that's what I straight up believed in. So when I met you, that's what I was like, hey, look, hey, this is what it is. And it ain't going to be no different because, you know, this is me saying this right here. And guess what? Whatever I say is the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I was,
what you said.
Yeah. So I was like,
how
hey,
that
look,
work out for you? Tell the people how it worked out for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you how it worked out for both of us. It helped us become...
How they work out
Hold
for
on.
You.
It helped us become more mutually connected. Okay. And instead of going 50-50 like we always talked about, we go 100-100. And we don't do the whole gender roles thing.
Right.
If
well, we say sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to put your foot down.
What's up?
And you put your foot down
What's
and you
up?
End up stepping on
nose.
A banana peel.
You finna
peel.
Toss some nose, ain't you? All right. All right.
All right,
but
so
yeah.
Hold on. What's next what, point, what, we got to stay on topic here, baby. Okay, we got to stay on topic. Okay. Our next point is gentle communication and mutual support.
Okay.
So when it comes to gentle communication, right?
Yeah.
What we struggle with early and what I feel like a lot of couples might struggle with, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the end of the day, I'm only a professional in my
relationship. We can
only
talk about what goes on with us.
But the struggle is that thin line that's between gentle and soft communication versus silent treatment.
Okay, yeah.
Because there are times, there are times,
yeah.
You know, sometimes
I mean,
it still happens, where I feel like I'm communicating to you how I feel, but something is blocking the part of your brain that is connected to understanding, and it forces me to just go dead silent. Like, I don't want to talk. And I think I struggle more so with silent treatment than you do.
No.
Like,
no.
I'll go silent and be okay with it.
Okay, so okay.
That's what I mean.
That's
I don't mean,
okay.
Like, who
okay.
does. I am woman enough to admit that I go silent.
Yeah.
Like, I go silent a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I go silent not just in my relationship. I go silent in general. Because I get to the point where I feel like I'm trying my hardest to push my point, and if I'm not being understood, I feel like someone is listening, but they're not understanding. They're not comprehending what I'm saying. I'm like, what's the point of me even talking?
Yeah.
I get the issue.
You know, everybody comprehends stuff differently. You know what I'm saying? Just because it seems like, hey, I don't think he understands what I'm saying or she understands what I'm saying. That person does, or maybe they do. But when I see you talk about gentle communication, I think about, like, me not coming off at you in a harsh way.
Mm-hmm.
Me coming at you in a compassionate type of way. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Jeez.
Trying to get you to understand.
Check the listeners. Look how high that thing just jumped. You know, we're coughing all loud in the microphone.
Trying to get you to understand a certain point of view.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to that, I'm going to tell you, man, like, whenever you give me the silent treatment, I'd rather you just call me every name in the book. simply because it irks me like crazy.
You know what I think it is?
It irks me so much.
I don't think it irks you. Like, listen to what I'm saying.
What's up?
I don't think it irks you.
Well, what does it do?
I think me giving you the silent treatment gives you the opportunity to be alone in your thoughts, and then you start realizing, dang, I get what she was saying. Which is a lot of times why you come back and you try to talk to me. It's not the fact that it irks you that I'm giving you the silent treatment. It's the fact that you are now silent in your own thoughts, and it gives you the ability to kind of replay what it is that just happened. And it's like, dang, you know what? I did come off wrong this way, or she was trying to explain this. Because a lot of times that is why I go into silent treatment, because I'm like, he just needs a moment. Because sometimes you get so caught up that you start floating off the ground. And sometimes I got to let you float until you deflate a little bit and you come back down to reality, and then I can talk to you again.
Yeah. Well, you know, if once we all calm down, once the smoke clears, it gives us time to actually realize what's in front of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
I'm listening.
So, situations like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does give me time to think. It give you time to think too, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what kills me is not knowing what's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where to go from here, because I don't know what she's thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we ain't talking, because when I say something, she giving me, yeah, okay. And I'm like,
I did that today.
I'm just like, man, what the heck? I'm like, come on now. I mean, you can you can say something to me.
I did say something to but, you. I just don't go in depth about what I'm saying.
But, you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's like, okay, well, we start communicating again. Okay, mm-hmm. We start communicating again. And then, you know, we have another conversation. And
after the smoke clears. After
the smoke clears.
And that's why I'm not a huge, like, I'm not against the silent treatment. Like, a lot of people don't do that silent treatment. I'm not against the silent treatment.
I don't think,
because sometimes the silent treatment gives you enough time to think about stuff. Yeah. Now, I'm talking silent treatment within the same home. I give my husband the silent treatment where if he's in the bedroom, I'm going to the basement. If he comes to the basement and tries to watch TV with me, I'm coming back upstairs to the bedroom. See, it's not like a silent treatment where we're leaving the house, which it used to be like that until I started realizing that you leave the house hot-headed or you go to bed angry.
Yeah.
You never know when the last moment is that you're going to have with your spouse.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one thing that helped in our relationship a lot. It's that my love for you it goes beyond what we're arguing about at the moment. And we made a promise a long time ago to learn how to live life like it's the last day, because tomorrow is promised to nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just assume that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning. It's not a promise. It's not something that's guaranteed. It's something that you hope for, but it's not something that's guaranteed. So I think being able to go into your corners, because even during a boxing match, they got to send people to their corners for a few seconds, right? So I think you should be able to go to your corners, relax, clear your mind a little bit, and then join back in. But you know, one of the main things when it comes to, am I irritating your leg?
No.
One of the main things when it comes to living that soft life, the most important thing that people talk about is peace.
Yeah.
Having peace. Fun fact, did you know that World Peace Day is on September 21st?
Oh yeah, that's my birthday.
I know, it's crazy. The one person who doesn't have peace, Peace Day is on his birthday.
I do have peace. I enjoy peace.
So I was talking to someone the other day, and I just said that being an adult, like growing up and maturing is realizing how important peace is.
Yeah.
How important silence is.
Yeah.
How important just chilling is.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize it until you get old and the world is spinning so much that you finally get the chance to sit down and be like, oh.
Exactly. You know, just like you getting off work, you've been working hard for 12 hours.
Oh, we.
And you,
This might go a little over today because I still got another question that I really want to tag on. So you guys might get more than 30 minutes today.
It's like getting off work, you know what I'm saying, after 12, 16 hour shift. And finally taking the boots, sitting on your couch and finally taking the boots off.
Mm-hmm. So question for you.
What's up?
What is your definition of stability?
Stability. I mean, the definition is within itself. Being stable.
Mm-hmm.
Stability and being stable means to me that we on one accord, right?
Mm-hmm.
We on one accord. We share the same ideas. We share the same values.
Mm-hmm.
We share the same world. You know, mm-hmm. everything that I do is everything that you do is everything that we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got a way of reading each other and mm-hmm. knowing each other. We got a way of raising the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We got a way of having structure in our household mm-hmm. and maintaining the peace.
So, question.
Yeah.
Do you think that peace can exist without stability?
No.
Are you sure about that?
My opinion, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it probably can, but to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it like that. Because it depends on what area of stability you're talking about now.
Let's look up the definition of stability. You can keep talking.
Just now, when it comes to, there's different levels of stability. Now, you can be unstable financially, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can probably still have peace though.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start being stable, relationship-wise,
wow.
What's up?
The definition of stability is the state of being stable.
That's what I told you. So, look, I'm smart. I'm a well-educated black man. But if you don't have stability,
it also says the strength to stand or endure.
Yeah. Listen, there's different levels of stability. Like mm-hmm. I said. If you are stable financially or unstable financially, yeah, there could probably be peace there, and you can probably withstand that. But when it comes to infidelity, I don't know if there's gonna be peace there. You know, you can't be stable right there. If you ain't stable right there, I mean, unless one of the people just like, I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? How are you gonna have peace right there?
Can I break it down a different way?
What's up?
So, peace, right?
Peace.
Peace is tranquility.
Yep.
Calmness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a point where there is no war going on.
Yep.
No chaos. No. Yep. Okay. So, your life can be unstable. Like, you can have countless amount of chaos going on. Kids can be jumping off the wall. Your job can be irritating you. Your dog can be chewing up your furniture. Peace within that, like having that peace in your relationship mm-hmm. is like, have you ever seen the videos where it's like a bunch of people talking? It's like, it's a bunch of people talking. It's a bunch of stuff going on. It's like your world is just chaotic. And then you go and you lay in the arms of your significant other and everything goes silent.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that you can have peace without stability, but your peace has to be like your safe place. Does that make sense? I just hit my head.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Your peace has to be your safe place.
You can get a concussion.
Like being, I hope not. I know they heard that. I was like, whoop. Like your peace is your safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Like my whole world can be spinning. When I worked at this company that is brown and has three letters, right? it was chaos. It was chaos. There was, you know, people who had attitudes. There was things being thrown all over the place. It was just loud. It was just, and there was times where I had to step away to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and I would just call you at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I remember that.
Just to talk, just to get that heat.
Yeah.
So to everybody else, the world keeps spinning, the chaos keeps going, stuff keeps happening, but in that moment, I am in my peace.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that peace can exist without stability, but your peace has to be your safe place.
Yep.
It has to be your safe haven. It has to be that net that you go to, which is why it's so important, like all the things that we discussed, it's so important to have communication there. It's so important to have vulnerability there. It's so important to be able to feel like you're heard. At the same time, be able to feel like you're listened to, because that's important too. A lot of people mm-hmm. think being heard is important,
mm-hmm.
but being heard and being listened to
mm-hmm.
are both equally important. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So finding that peace, and I honestly think that that is how couples are able to both live the soft life,
because
you find a place where it's just peace.
Yeah.
It's just peace. And we look, you remember the lady that used to work at the King of Burgers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We used to be like, shorty seemed like she lit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like just being that high on life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just having that peace, that joy, that mm-hmm. happiness, that is living the soft life. And we look, misconceptions, because we already had this misconception. It's not about money. It's not about vacations.
Yeah.
It's not about shopping sprees. It's not about all that other stuff. It's not about being lazy. It's not. It's about having peace,
mm-hmm.
joy, and a safe place.
That's it. Yeah.
That is living the soft life.
Yeah.
And I will gladly live the soft life any day.
Absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't?
Because we live in a world of complete chaos.
Yeah, it is, man. Everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, chaotic.
Chaotic. Yep. Like I said, even to today, we got water shooting out the floor of our basement. We got mm-hmm. a kid knocking on the door when we're trying to record a podcast. We got to get off of here and probably go look in my kitchen. Dishes probably ain't been washed. It's like a world of chaos.
Yep.
But being able to find peace within one another.
Exactly.
That's where it's at.
I got you. You got me.
That's all that matters.
Yep. That's it, man. That's all that matters. But, yeah.
What you want to leave the people with? We are 40 minutes in. We're 10 minutes over. What you want to leave the people with?
I'll leave it like this. Look, to my fellas, don't be afraid to let your guard down, man, around your woman, okay? And she loves you. She's not going to judge you. She let her know you inside and out. Like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Look. I'm a big nerd, man. My wife knows me inside and out. I like to watch sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff like The Terminator.
Snaps of my life.
I watch Lord of the Rings, stuff like that, man. But mm-hmm. I mean, you guys know it now. I just put it out there. But before I met her, I wouldn't admit stuff like that, man. I'm like, man, I don't watch stuff like that. I watch Boys in the Hood. But nah, I get down with that. I'm a gamer, like playing games and stuff like that. I mean, if you want to label it, but I'm vulnerable with her because First of all, she knows that I got her back. And I knows that she got my back. And I can let my guard down around her. And I know that she's not going to judge me based on none of that stuff. She's going to love me like she loves me. And she's going to love me regardless of who I am or what I do, as long as I ain't doing nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that clarification.
But yeah. Yeah, be vulnerable, you know, and enjoy that peace.
If we're answering the question, this is going to end up being the title. If you can answer the question, can couples create peace together? What would you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as they're willing to do so. But you got to be willing to put the work in. You got to know what press you and whoever you're with under pressure. Mm-hmm. And when that pressure boils and it feels like the top about to fly off the pan or the boiler or whatever, how you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to turn the temperature down? Or are you going to keep that bad boy flying
mm-hmm.
until it hit the fan? I'm willing for you to turn the temperature down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say turn the temperature down, settle my emotions,
mm-hmm.
get myself out the way,
mm-hmm.
sit down and talk to you, communicate with you like I would want you to communicate with me.
Right.
So that we both can come to a mutual agreement
mm-hmm.
and enjoy the peace that we deserve.
Right. So with me, I feel that, yes, couples can create peace together.
Mm-hmm.
First, you have to be able to create peace within yourself.
Yeah.
So you gotta have that peace within yourself, and you gotta have, you know, that coming, what they say, the coming to Jesus moment with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. realize what it is that you want in life, and then you put that out there and give your partner the opportunity to, you know, pick up that slack. Nothing in life is going to come easy, and nope. that includes peace within your relationship. Nothing's going to come without sacrifice.
Nope.
You're going to have to be able to put your feelings to the side sometimes when you see that your partner isn't up 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I joke around all the time. I say, I know you like a book. Yeah. I know you inside and out. But one thing about a book is you can't just look at the cover of that book and automatically assume you know what the whole book is about.
Sure enough.
It's going to take you picking that book up. It's going to take you reading that book. It's going to take you researching the stuff that's in that book. It's going to take me seeing certain things about you that I don't understand. And, you know, me actually going to research how to understand it. And by mm-hmm. that, I mean asking you, mm-hmm. why is it that you feel this way? Why is it that this makes you upset? I can't just be like, okay, it makes him upset when this happens. No, I have to be able to ask you, well, baby, why does this make you upset? I have to get a better understanding of you.
Yeah.
And yeah. that's how you create that peace, because now we're at the point where you know what ticks me off.
Yeah.
I know what ticks you off. Now, it's when you know what makes me mad and you continue to do it, that's when that issue comes in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you know what makes me mad, I know what makes you mad. We know the situations to avoid, if that makes sense. So having peace within a relationship is very possible. Having peace within a relationship is extremely doable
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, your peace is your safe place.
Yeah.
If you have a person who is your safe place, that peace right there is amazing. And it's nothing better than that, to be able to have a calm spot in a world of chaos. Because we discussed the hats in last podcast. It's like everybody wears hats.
Yeah.
We have to have a space where we can just be unapologetically us.
Absolutely.
We can be ourselves and be okay with that. And sometimes it takes removing distractions. We just had this conversation the other day. We're taking the TV out in the master bedroom. Because <Yeah. laughs> it's like removing distractions is recognizing that certain things is a distraction and getting away from it. It's mm-hmm. like we used to did not have a TV in our master bedroom. That's mm-hmm. something we say, yeah, we're not going to put the TV in our master. Because time spent watching TV, time spent binge watching episodes is time that's taken away from what's supposed to be our quote unquote sanctuary, where we're supposed to be able to bond and communicate and mm-hmm. talk and get to know each other on multiple levels, is now being intercepted by the entertainment on the television.
Yep.
So we recognize that problem. And you know, the best thing about recognizing a problem is being strong enough to find a solution for that problem.
That's it. Yep.
Which we did. And this isn't everybody's relationship. It's not going to work for everybody. But me personally, I'm at the point in my relationship, 17 years married later, almost 18 years together later, mm-hmm. I'm at the point where I actually enjoy my husband.
Yeah.
My husband is not only my spouse, my husband is one of my closest friends, if not the closest friend.
Yeah.
He knows me inside. He knows me out. I can be goofy with him. We can go out on a romantic date where we get dressed up and I put on my 4-inch stilettos and all that. Or we can, like we just did for our anniversary. We went to an arcade for our 17th mm-hmm. wedding anniversary. Very unorthodox, but I had a blast mm-hmm. whooping my husband's butt in all these games. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, she did beat me.
So it's like, that right there is peace to me. Being able to enjoy my man, being able to have fun with him. I don't have to have a bunch of homegirls that we go out and we do wind down Wednesday and all that, because I got my husband and I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I think we finally cracked the code.
I think we did too, babe.
We finally cracked the code of not only living a soft life individually in our lives,
mm-hmm.
but having the ability to live the soft life within our relationship mm-hmm. and creating our own bubble of peace.
That's it.
And that's what's important.
That's the most important thing, man.
And maybe, just maybe,
mm-hmm.
if the people listening take the opportunity to get to know their significant other inside and out, you will realize that those outside distractions that you have is really not worth it.
They're irrelevant, man. Don't mean nothing.
You want to have a blast, be able to have a blast with your spouse. You need a therapist, be able to talk to your spouse.
Yeah.
You need someone to joke around with, be able to joke around with your spouse. If you got a weird bump growing on the top of your head, you should be able to look at your spouse and be like, babe, what this look like to you?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, hospital.
Right. Half the time he won't go, but still is having the ability to tell him that he needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, tomorrow is promised to nobody.
Right.
Find your peace today and live in that peace.
Yeah.
Right.
That's absolutely it. Mm-hmm. I agree totally, 125,000,000,000%.
Now that we're almost an hour into our podcast today.
Yeah.
You got anything you got to add?
No, I mean, we're pretty much, I think we hit the hammer on the head, with the nail on the head with the hammer, my bad. And
hit the hammer on the head with the nail.
Yeah, that won't work. I think we gave the recipe for somebody who hopefully needs it.
Right.
And, you know,
and just because our recipe works for us doesn't mean that our recipe will work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to tweak it. You got to put your own mm-hmm. ingredients in it. Season your relationship until your mind tells you to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that a fly?
I think so.
My husband over here jerking. I had to see what was going on. But, you know, live the relationship, what works for you. And what works for Sam and Nicole isn't going to work for you. You got to do what works for you.
Yep. That's right.
Well, I think that's about does it, Cletus.
Yep. I'm going to wrap this bad boy up.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't already, jump over to www.kcvibepodcast.com.
What you just call me?
I always call you Cletus.
I got a name for you now.
Earl.
I got a name for you now.
Mm-hmm.
Eloise.
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 That's long.
Either Eloise or Eileen. Which one you want?
Eileen.
Eileen.
Like a cholo?
I had an auntie named Eileen.
I know. She was a very sweet lady. Yeah. God rest her soul. But don't be cutting me off. Anyway, if you haven't already, go over to www.kcvibepodcast and you can listen to all of our past episodes. Uh-huh. We appreciate all the love and the support. All of those who are listening, all of those who are sharing, all those who are liking our videos, yep. It does not go unnoticed.
Absolutely.
So from the depths of our heart, we show our appreciation to you guys and ask that you just keep doing what you do. Keep sharing, keep liking, keep reposting. Because either way, we're going to be out here doing it.
Exactly. You know, we ain't doing this for the fame and then like that. We truly are honestly doing this for the genuality to help
right. People
out who want to take their advice.
Because my thing is, if I can just touch one person, I'm satisfied.
That's it.
Don't forget that once a week, you guys, I do drop my 5 gems to keep your life expensive on the TikTok. So go ahead and find me on TikTok. That's AYO_KO and the number 2. That's AYO_KAYO and the number 2. That gives you just a little something to sit back and marinate on in between the podcast.
Yeah, I generally drop a video. I ain't going to say every week. But
raindrops to help moisten gardens.
Oh, see, now you're about to take it to another level now.
You just took it to that level. But yeah. I just gave you an analogy.
Okay, all right. Well, that was a very, I'm going to just say non-PG-13
analogy. That's where your mind is. That is where your mind is.
Right.
As always, we love you guys, and we appreciate you tuning in to yet another episode of the KC Vibe Podcast.
All right.
Stream us wherever you listen to your podcast.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
We everywhere.
Yes, sir. As always, I am the K.
And I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.
Don't forget.